This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The final buzzer has sounded, and the game's over. It's time to talk about who played well and who didn't. It's the Potawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show. The new Potawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens this May at the Potawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Now, let's get to your calls and reaction from the game with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
That was ugly. I don't know an easier way to put it, but that was just damn ugly is what that was. 129-94, the Kings over the Milwaukee. After the All-Star break, Bucks roll off 6 in a row, and you are feeling good. Things are going well. And then the West Coast trip comes and Golden State smacks you around. Then you get the Lakers, have every opportunity to possibly win that game, but the fiasco with Lillard and trying to cover D'Angelo Russell, who was hotter than you know what, that didn't work. Lillard misses a layup type shot before that, and you lose that game. And then you come back, by the grace of God, are able to beat the Clippers because they don't have Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. And I was happy with that win. When we talked about that Sunday after the game, I was like, hey, regardless if they don't have their two guys, I don't care. This was the one they needed to win on this West Coast trip. They want to come back 0-4. Well, by golly, apparently the Milwaukee Bucks agreed. Well, we got to win on the West Coast trip. We're good. Get ready to go back home on Thursday. Get the heck out of California. You can't even make up how bad that was. They never led. Never led in that basketball game. Not only did they never lead, Damian Lillard, where was he? Yeah, he was 2-12, but I'm telling you something. He didn't do much there in the second half. Nope. Not much at all. So as the game is going on, I'm taking screenshots and saving them to my phone to kind of see where everything was. At halftime, he was 1 of 7 at half. 1 of 7. At the end of 3, he was 2 of 10. He took 3 shots in the third quarter and two shots in the fourth quarter. Giannis, in that first quarter, had only taken two shots through a majority of that quarter. Now, again, Giannis finishes up with, you know, the normal Giannis stat line. 30 points, 13 boards, 4 assists, a steal, 10 of 17, 10 of 14 at the line. Fine. Meant nothing, but it was, I'm glad he got his numbers. Absolutely putrid. And as I'm watching this game, and I'm looking at tweets flying in, right? Because I'm doing posts on Twitter or X, whatever the heck we're calling it. I'm calling it Twitter, so I hope I don't offend anybody that wants to call it X. But, you know, I'm throwing tweets out from my at Sparky Radio account and retweeting it from the at 1250 AM The Fan account about post-game show tonight. I'm, you know, early on in the game. Yeah, it's ugly, but, you know, it'll be all right. They'll figure it out. You know, we'll get better. And then, halftime, we're going into halftime. I was like, this thing's going to be over by the fourth quarter if they're not careful. And people flying in with tweets, and I'll read some of those tweets as we go on here in the post-game show of what was happening during the game. Those tweets. People were mad. And I don't know if I'm mad. Maybe it sounds like I'm mad because I'm raising my voice a little bit talking. I'm more frustrated than I am mad, I think, at this point. Because we talked about this the other night. Good versus great. They're not great. Nope. They're good. Bucks are a good basketball team. But I don't think they're a great basketball team right now. I don't think they're a championship-level basketball team right now. I'm not there. They're good, though. They're a good team. And good teams have bad nights. They do. And even to a degree, a great team will have a bad night, you know, here and there. But this Bucks team has had more than a few. When you are watching a broadcast or listening to a broadcast and you hear announcers from either or both broadcasts, when said team is down by 20 plus points, say, hey, this team's been pretty good when they've been down by 20 plus. I mean, they got a come from behind victory when they were down 22. I'm making up numbers here, but when they were down 22 and they got a come from behind victory when they were down 25. And hey, newsflash. If you start talking about several instances where you're down by that much, while it's impressive that you came back, you're the ones that put yourself in that hole to begin with. True story. It's not like, hey, tell you what, we're so good, we're going to spot you 25 to start the game. 25 is there before we tip, and we'll show you how good we are. We'll come flying back here. No, you played like crap in order to get into that situation. That's how you got down by 20 plus points. You didn't get down by 20 plus points playing great. Tell you that much. It really is frustrating watching this basketball team on this West Coast trip. It is. Now, they'll come home, and I'm sure they'll play much better on Thursday night. But this trip here, a little eye-opening. It was. It was a little eye-opening to me. I don't know about you, but to me, it was a little eye-opening as far as what this team is and what this team could be kind of going forward. They've got work to do. And part of the work that they have to do is consistency. That's a large part of what they have to work on. Consistency, night in, night out. Starting strong, finishing strong. That's what we're talking about. That's not what they're giving us. They're just not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The first question, and I want to have a couple, because I'll be honest with you. This is sort of a post-game show. I'm guessing most people went to bed in the third quarter or halftime, right? West Coast game. Normally, we do a post-game show after a Brewer game or a Bucks game when they're late games. If it's not close and entertaining, people go to bed, listen to podcasts the next day. I don't blame you. I'd probably do the same thing, right? You go to 1250amthefan.com, listen to the audio there, or on your Odyssey app, you can listen there too. And there's like three, by the way, on the Odyssey app, literally, you just type in, you know, if you type in Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame, it'll bring you to the actual page itself for the postgame. You can go to the Best Bucks Coverage page if you want to get it there, or you can go to Fan On Demand and get it there. This literally, the podcast is literally in three different places on the Odyssey app when you're there. So there really is no reason why you wouldn't be able to find said podcast if you want to listen to it the day after. But the first question of the night is this. We're also going to hear from Scott Grodzki, by the way, from CBS 58 sports anchor. Had a chance to talk with him earlier this afternoon. They have more games still to come on WMLW, including the Boston Celtics, their next game coming up on March 20th on WMLW. So stay tuned for that interview. He was actually down in Indianapolis tonight. That's why we taped it earlier. And saw the Panthers, unfortunately, get beat by Oakland. So the Panthers not going to the NCAA tournament. The question is this. Bucks go 1-3 on this West Coast trip. 1-3. Could have been swept. Could have been swept. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard play. Could have been swept. What did you learn about the Bucks? What'd you learn about the Bucks? And I'll tell you what. For me, I learned what I led with, which is they're good, they're not great. Boston might be great. Might be. I'm not convinced anybody out West is at that level. I feel like the teams out West are good. But I don't think they're at the level of great yet. And I could very well be wrong on Boston. I haven't watched a ton of Celtics games. But I'm just saying, this type of stuff here that you're seeing from this Bucks team has got to stop. And stop in relatively short order. You know, this is not November and December and January anymore, where on the Green and Growing podcast, with Nathan Marzan and myself, you know, we're preaching patience, patience. Don't worry about it. These are meaningless regular season games earlier in the year. They will figure it out. Of course they're not firing Adrian Griffin. There's no way they're firing Adrian Griffin. Wait, they fired Adrian Griffin? What? And then you hire Doc Rivers, obviously. I'm running out of patience. We're coming up on the middle of March on Friday. Friday, yes. March is almost halfway done. That quick. Today is March 12th, at least for 20 more minutes here as we're doing this thing. It's almost halfway done. You're about a month of basketball left, and that's all. And the key, as you know, and as I know, when you go into a postseason, pick a sport, does not matter. Any type of team sport, does not matter to me what sport. Hockey, NHL, MLB, NFL, NBA, doesn't matter. What is a big, big key that if you ask every coach of any one of those teams in any sport hanging in the playoffs, what would they like to be doing going into the playoffs? They like to be playing the best brand of whatever sport it is going into the playoffs, right? Be playing at their highest level of the season as they get into the playoffs. That's where they want to be playing. They don't want to be on a roller coaster up and down game to game of seeing, oh, look, they look great here. Oh, not so good here. Oh, look, they're great again. Oh, now they're not again. No. You can't, if you go into the playoffs like that, I'm telling you right now, as a fan, I'm not going to be looking at you going, oh, yeah, you're going to win a championship. That is not going to be my expectation if this is what it looks like the rest of the year. Can't be. You can look at teams that weren't all that great. I mean, you can look at the St. Louis Cardinals in baseball multiple times when they won a World Series where they weren't playing all that great. Most of the year, 500, a little over 500. And what happens? Last two, 3 weeks, get scorching red hot and carry the momentum through the playoffs to win the whole damn thing. Seen it. Packers, the year they won the Super Bowl, they're in Rodgers. They weren't very good that year. Rodgers came back. They had a win out to get in. And when they got in, what happened? Annihilated Atlanta and got on their run and won a Super Bowl. They weren't like 15-1 or anything. That was the following year. And what happened? They got beat in the playoffs. So even though they were great in the regular season with crappy defense, they eventually got beat. This Bucks team must figure it out. Now, that's one of the things to me on this West Coast trip that I learned. What about you? 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. What did you learn about this Bucks team on this 1-3 West Coast trip and ending tonight in a loss to the Sacramento Kings 129-94? Let's get your calls next. If you're up and willing to talk, you might be half asleep by this point. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. You can also tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan, the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Post Game Show on 1250 AM The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you.
Let's see what the numbers say about today's game as we dive into the box score. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Post Game Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
Ugly. That's what that was. 129-94, Kings over the Bucks. Bucks lose 3 of 4 on that West Coast trip. Wasn't pretty. Sure was not. They come home Thursday. We'll be right back on the air again. Again, tell your friends, tell your family. Took the kids to their doctor today. Told him. He's like, oh, I didn't know. I got to check that out. Well, I was looking at getting a used car for the 16-year-old today. Or 17-year-old, I guess. 17-year-old today. Doing some car shopping. And told the sales guy, hey, man. Check out the post-game show on 1250. Now, I don't know if he's listening or not. He may be sleeping, too. But telling him, come on, man. Let's get it up and going again here on 12.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? more like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The first question, and I want to have a couple, because I'll be honest with you. This is sort of a post-game show. I'm guessing most people went to bed in the third quarter or halftime, right? West Coast game. Normally, we do a post-game show after a Brewer game or a Bucks game when they're late games. If it's not close and entertaining, people go to bed, listen to podcasts the next day. I don't blame you. I'd probably do the same thing, right? You can go to 1250amthefan.com, listen to the audio there, or on your Odyssey app, you can listen there too. And there's like three, by the way, on the Odyssey app, literally, you just type in, you know, if you type in Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame, it'll bring it to the actual page itself for the postgame. You can go to the Best Bucks Coverage page if you want to get it there, or you can go to Fan On Demand and get it there. This literally, the podcast is literally in three different places on the Odyssey app when you're there. So there really is no reason why you wouldn't be able to find said podcast if you want to listen to it the day after. But the first question of the night is this. We're also going to hear from Scott Grodzki, by the way, from CBS 58 sports anchor. Had a chance to talk with him earlier this afternoon. They have more games still to come on WMLW, including the Boston Celtics, their next game coming up on March 20th on WMLW. So stay tuned for that interview. He was actually down in Indianapolis tonight. That's why we taped it earlier. And saw the Panthers, unfortunately, get beat by Oakland. So the Panthers not going to the NCAA tournament. The question is this. Bucks go 1-3 on this West Coast trip. 1-3. Could have been swept. Could have been swept. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard play. Could have been swept. What did you learn about the Bucks? What'd you learn about the Bucks? And I'll tell you what. For me, I learned what I led with, which is they're good, they're not great. Boston might be great. Might be. I'm not convinced anybody out West is at that level. I feel like the teams out West are good. But I don't think they're at the level of great yet. And I could very well be wrong on Boston. I haven't watched a ton of Celtics games. But I'm just saying, this type of stuff here that you're seeing from this Bucks team has got to stop. And stop in relatively short order. You know, this is not November and December and January anymore, where on the Green and Growing podcast, with Nathan Marzan and myself, you know, we're preaching patience, patience. Don't worry about it. These are meaningless regular season games earlier in the year. They will figure it out. Of course they're not firing Adrian Griffin. There's no way they're firing Adrian Griffin. Wait, they fired Adrian Griffin? What? And then you hire Doc Rivers, obviously. The patience is I'm running out of patience. We're coming up on the middle of March on Friday. Friday. Yes. March is almost halfway done. That quick. Today is March 12th, at least for 20 more minutes here as we're doing this thing. It's almost halfway done. You're about a month of basketball left, and that's all. And the key, as you know, and as I know, when you go into a bowl season, pick a sport, does not matter. Any type of team sport, does not matter to me what sport. Hockey, NHL, MLB, NFL, NBA, doesn't matter. What is a big, big key that if you ask every coach of any one of those teams in any sport hanging in the playoffs, what would they like to be doing going into the playoffs? They like to be playing the best brand of whatever sport it is going into the playoffs, right? Be playing at their highest level of the season as they get into the playoffs. That's where they want to be playing. They don't want to be on a roller coaster up and down game to game of seeing, oh, look, they look great here. Oh, not so good here. Oh, look, they're great again. Oh, now they're not again. No. You can't, if you go into the playoffs like that, I'm telling you right now, as a fan, I'm not going to be looking at you going, oh yeah, you're going to win a championship. That is not going to be my expectation if this is what it looks like the rest of the year. Can't be. You can look at teams that weren't all that great. I mean, you can look at the St. Louis Cardinals in baseball multiple times when they won a World Series where they weren't playing all that great. Most of the year, 500, a little over 500. And what happens? Last two, 3 weeks, get scorching red hot and carry the momentum through the playoffs to win the whole damn thing. Seen it. Packers, the year they won the Super Bowl, they're in Rodgers. They weren't very good that year. Rodgers came back. They had a win out to get in. And when they got in, what happened? Annihilated Atlanta and got on their run and won a Super Bowl. They weren't like 15-1 or anything. That was the following year. And what happened? They got beat in the playoffs. So even though they were great in the regular season with crappy defense, they eventually got beat. This Bucks team must figure it out. Now, that's one of the things to me on this West Coast trip that I learned. What about you? 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. What did you learn about this Bucks team on this 1-3 West Coast trip and ending tonight in a loss to the Sacramento Kings 129-94? Let's get your calls next. If you're up and willing to talk, you might be half asleep by this point. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. You can also tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan, the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Post Game Show on 1250 AM The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you.
Let's see what the numbers say about today's game as we dive into the box score. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Post Game Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
Ugly. That's what that was. 129-94, Kings over the Bucks. Bucks lose 3 of 4 on that West Coast trip. Wasn't pretty. Sure was not. They come home Thursday. We'll be right back on the air again. Again, tell your friends, tell your family. Took the kids to their doctor today. Told him. He's like, oh, I didn't know. I got to check that out. Well, I was looking at getting a used car for the 16-year-old today. Or 17-year-old, I guess. 17-year-old today. Doing some car shopping. And told the sales guy, hey, man. Check out the post-game show on 1250. Now, I don't know if he's listening or not. He may be sleeping, too. But I'm telling him, come on, man. Let's get it up and going again here on 1250. Get the word out. Again, we started this back up for the first time. What was it? Last Monday. So this is show number 5. And again, we did this for what? 16 years or whatever it was after every game. And hoping to do it for another 16, 17, 18 years. Starting with this season's post game, and again, we'll go all the way through the playoffs, however long that may be. If they play like they did tonight, it's not going to be very long at all. Let's go inside the box. Jay Crowder, I don't know what to tell you. I he had a good game the other night, pretty decent, but for the most part, man, I just, I don't, I'm about done with the whole Jay Crowder thing, to be honest with you. 16 minutes, didn't take a shot, nothing of the sort. Two assists, a steal. That was it. Giannis, 33 minutes, 10 of 17 from the floor, 0 of 2 from 3, 10 of 14 from the free throw line, 30 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, 4 turnovers. Brooke Lopez, 26 minutes, 2 of 7 from the floor, 1 of 4 from 3, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 7 points, 4 rebounds, a block, 2 turnovers. Damian Lillard, 33 minutes, 2 of 12. 1 of 6 from 3, 5 of 6 from the line, 10 points, 5 boards, 6 assists, a steal, a block, 2 turnovers. Malik Beasley, 25 minutes, 4 of 13, 3 of 11 from 3, 11 points, 3 boards, 2 assists for him, 2 turnovers. Off the bench tonight, everybody got to play because it was a blowout. Patrick Beverley, 27 minutes, 1 of 4 from the floor, 0 of 3 from 3, 2 of 3 from the line, 4 points, 4 assists, and a couple of rebounds for him. 23 minutes for Pat Connaughton, 2 of 9, 1 of 7 from 3, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 7 points, 4 boards, 1 assist for Pat Connaughton. 21 minutes for Bobby Portis, 4 of 7, 3 of 4 from the free throw line for him, 11 points, 7 boards, 1 assist. We'll get into that whole sixth man debate coming up here momentarily. Bobby Portis versus Malik Monk that they were playing up on the Valley Sports Wisconsin broadcast. AJ Green, 17 minutes. That's another one. He frustrates me from time to time too. 1 of 6, 1 of 4 from 3. 3 points, 1 board, 1 assist for AJ Green. Off the bench in junk time, Gallinari, 7 minutes, 2 of 4 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3, 3 of 4 from the line, 7 points. Didn't register any rebounds, any assists, nothing else. Thanasis, 1 of 2. 2 points, 1 board, 1 turnover. And then Andre Jackson Jr. had a big dunk. That was the only basket he had to go along with a couple assists, 4 rebounds in 7 minutes. The Bucks shoot 36.6% from the floor. The Kings shoot 53.3%. The Bucks shoot 17.9% from 3. 7 of 39. Kings shoot 18 of 40, good for 45% free throws. Bucks literally were only as close as they were, which wasn't very because of how many free throw attempts they had. 27 of 35 from the line. Meanwhile, the Kings were 13 of 16. It was just not a good thing. It was not a good thing in any way, shape, or fashion, was it, for this Milwaukee Bucks team tonight. Let's quickly, just real quickly, talk about what they were talking about on Bally Sports Wisconsin. And we'll hear from Doc Rivers coming up. He's talking right now. This whole Malik Monk, Bobby Portis, sixth man of the year, and they put the numbers up for both guys, right? Okay, here are points, rebounds, assists, field goal percentage. Here you go. I'm telling you right now, if you gave me the option of Malik Monk or Bobby Portis of who I want, I'll take Malik Monk. Every day of the week, every single day of the week. And it's quite simple why. Because he's a guard that can give me instant offense and really change the flow of a game if our starters aren't doing it on a given night. So for me, it's position, number one, and two, the ability to create instant offense. Something that, with all due respect to Bobby Portis, he can get going a little bit at home, right? Get you 6-0 run, 8-0 run, something like that. But he's not going to be capable of getting on that big run where, you know, he throws up 30 on a given night or 35 on a given night and starts feeling it from outside. Malik Monk wasn't feeling it. It was 3 of 8 from 3. 9 of 19, 4 of 5, had 25 points, 5 assists, 5 boards. That's is what I want my sixth man to be. That is something this team has not had, I don't know, since who? Who was the last great sixth man off the bench for the Bucks? And again, I'm old, right? So I'm thinking Ricky Pierce, was Dale Ellis a sixth man back in the day? I don't know. Maybe Dale Ellis, maybe he's one of those guys. I mean, even if you go to the Eastern Conference champ Bucks team that we all like to talk about, Glenn, Ray, Sam, all those guys, they didn't have that guy. To the best of my knowledge, I don't remember a great sixth man off the bench shooting the ball at the guard position or anything like that. They really didn't have that. You go back to the championship team with Giannis, I don't believe they had that guy either there. So So for me, they haven't really had one of those guys in a long time. And if you want to start talking about, you know, what to address in the draft, if you're going to keep your draft pick and what you're going to do with it and how you're going to use it going forward, that's what they need to find. They need to find that guy that can come in off the bench behind these dudes and score the basketball and score it, you know, in bunches off the bench. AJ Green's nice. Oh, fine. He's not that guy. No, he's not. Bojan, no, not that guy. Sorry. Nope, not that guy. So again, if you're telling me, sixth man, who would I rather have? I'll take the guard that can score a bunch versus the forward that can give you some momentum but isn't a guard. It's like saying, oh, I want a sixth man center. No, I don't. No, I want a guard that can get after it and score the basketball. That is what I want at the end of the day, plain and simple. Bucks lose tonight to the Kings, 129-94. It was not a pretty game by the Milwaukee Bucks, to say the very least, tonight. And it's really unfortunate because I really thought going into this game that, okay, you get this game, you're 2-2 on the West Coast trip, you have 1-2 in a row, coming home with some momentum, and instead you laid an absolute egg, and it was ugly. All right, take a quick timeout. We'll come back, take some of your calls, read some of your tweets here from Doc Rivers, plus Scott Grodzki, CBS 58, still to come here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Post Game Show on 1250 AM The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Bucks not so good tonight. See, I'm getting better. Called it ugly the last two segments. I'm going to say they're not getting, they didn't look so good tonight. 129-94, Kings over the Bucks tonight. The Bucks never led in this one. Never led. It's Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show here on 1250 AM. The Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer with you. And asking, what did you learn from this West Coast trip? That they are 1-3. I got some tweets coming in at Sparky Radio as well as at 1250 AM. The Fan. We'll read some of those. Got some calls coming in as well. You can dial it up to 414-677-1252. You're next here on 1250 AM. The Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, Sparky, how you doing?
Doing good, man. What's up?
So what did I learn?
Make
that,
the switch after Bucks
Damian
games
Lillard
to the...
You know, I like Damian Lillard. When we got him, I was super excited, and I thought that maybe he was the missing piece. But I mean, like, we're, you know, 60 something games into the season, he hasn't really played well, hasn't shot well. I mean, at this point, I'm really disappointed in what he's done so far. And even if we get Middleton back, if he plays like 2021 Chris Middleton, even if if Lillard continues to play like this, how can we win?
Number one, I agree. He has not been Portland Dame Lillard, right? He has definitely not been that. Does he have to be Portland Dame Lillard in order for them to win a title? Probably not to that level. But what he does have to do is he does have to average somewhere around 25 to 30 points in the playoffs tonight. Has to. If he's only averaging, you know, 17 to 20 a night in the playoffs, they're going to lose a series. That's going to happen. He has to play better, yes.
Yeah, and it's about efficiency, too. I mean,
yes,
you can't be shooting 2 of 12, 4 of 16, you know, 2 of 10 from the three-point line. And that's, I mean, you know, that's kind of unacceptable. And you guys have preached patience all season long. But, you know, like you said, we're near mid-March. And, I mean, how much longer can we wait?
Right now, in the month of March, as we said, he is shooting 42.5% from three. That's not horrible. 36% from three in February he was shooting. In January, he was brutal. He was shooting 27.8% from three in January. And then in December, he was shooting 43%. So January was awful. Got better in February and is playing more closer to how he was when the season started in December. Right now, shooting almost 43%. Tonight was obviously horrible. No question. I'm not going to sit here and defend it. Yeah. He was bad. But, you know, if he shoots around 43% from three in the playoffs, they're going to do it. They'll be okay. I really think they'll be okay. You look the last couple of nights, he had 35-11, 28-12. That's good. He had 41 in that game against the Clippers back in Milwaukee. 12 of 22, 4 of 9 from 3, 13 of 13 from the line. Those are the type of nights you want. The type of nights you don't want is, you know, March 1st at the Bulls. 16 points, 7 boards. 4 of 18. That's not going to cut it. 3 of 10 from 3. Tonight, 10 points, 6 assists, 5 boards. Assists and boards are nice, but like we talked about, efficiency, 2 of 12, 1 of 6 from 3. That's not going to cut it. He's got to be, you know, better than that. And it's unfortunate for him that everybody is going to put the spotlight on him at the end of the day as far as if this team wins a championship or not. I think that's where the blame is going to fall unless he shows out and clearly it's not him.
So can I ask you one question before I get off the line?
Yeah.
So obviously Dame has had a slow season so far. He's not Portland Dame, but who's to blame for this? Is it coaching? Is it Giannis? Or is it Dame himself for just not being aggressive and not just, initiating things and taking ownership of his play?
Go back to the first year that LeBron, Wade, and Bosch were together. That's the example I've been using, and I think it's a fair one where, you know, LeBron gets to Miami. Thanks for the call, too. LeBron gets to Miami with Bosch, and it's Wade's team, right? I mean, it is Wade's team at the end of the day, and Dwayne Wade is like, all right, LeBron, here you go, dude. Have at it. Well, Wade's already won a championship with Shaq, and then won prime Shaq. It was after the fact Shaq. But they won a championship together. So now, here we come, and we're sitting here trying to figure out, LeBron is, okay, you want a championship? I'm coming here to try and win a championship. Dude, it's your team. You go ahead. Well, he's like, no, man, seriously, you're better. You go ahead. You be that guy. And back and forth we went. And finally, it wasn't until LeBron finally bought in that, okay, he wants me to take over and kind of make this my team. Okay, we'll go. Now, these two were friends, and they known each other, right? There was that symmetry already there. Lillard and Giannis, yeah, they know each other. Yeah, they talk about want to play with each other, whatever. Well, and they were, like, hanging out and doing stuff in the offseason, nothing like that. So, again, you got a guy rolling in, no championship. The guy there already won a championship, won MVPs, the whole deal. Now, that's a little bit different than LeBron and Wade, because everybody knew LeBron was the guy in the league at that point. Lillard may not be the guy in the league, but he's definitely the guy coming down the stretch of games. And that's kind of where this went to with Giannis of, dude, we want you to be the guy. Trust me. Not going to be mad if you take the last shot or last two shots or whatever. Just go be you. This is why I wanted you here. He's got to buy in. And that's what was talked about at the All-Star break. And once we get to that point, then we can move forward. But Doc Rivers has talked about it too since he's got here. It's like, hey, man, quit talking like you're one of these other guys on this team. You're Damian Damn Lillard. Start acting like you're a superstar and quit worrying about what everybody else on the team thinks about you not passing the basketball and taking a shot or whatever. Don't worry about that crap. Go be you. Go be that guy we've watched forever. Don't be timid, Dame. Go be that guy. He has to buy into that. And that has been said multiple times. And that's easier said than done, man. It really is easier said than done. And, you know, you could talk about, off the court stuff and, you know, not having his kids and going through the stuff with his, I guess it's going to be ex-wife. I don't know if that deal's done or whatever. But all that stuff that came out. So he had a lot going on. All of his family is back there. First time he's ever been traded and away from his family. So that was something. You had a coach that apparently had no idea what he was doing. And Giannis is running drills and writing up plays and all this other stuff. So he was trying to go through that. His former head coach is an assistant coach. Dude walks out before the season starts. Says, I don't want to deal with this nonsense. I'm out of here. And that was the one guy that he thought he had that connection with, besides Connaughton. It's like, okay, Terry knows me. He's going to run stuff for me. And instead, they don't run stuff for him that he was running in Portland at all with Griffin. And Doc gets here and goes, why don't we run stuff for this dude like he ran in Portland? Let's run some stuff that makes him comfortable and he can get easy baskets on. Let's help him get over that hump, which they were not doing before. So it's easy to say, man, what the hell, Dame? It's easy to say that. There's a lot going on, man. Go back. If you missed some shows, go back to the Larry Harris one. It was after the Golden State Warriors game. Larry Harris, former Bucks GM and assistant GM with the Golden State Warriors, has been in Golden State since he left Milwaukee. He was in studio with me that afternoon because he was in town to scout Marquette, UConn. And we were talking about this team with Dame, with Giannis. And he said that a lot of people around the league think next year is the year the Bucks, you know, make that championship type run. Next year is the year where they make that push. Because of everything they've had to go through this year, that a lot of people around the league think it's next year. And Larry said it could very well still be this year, you know, depending on how this chemistry works. And you're seeing the two-man game with Giannis and Lillard. It's coming. It's coming together. It's little by little, we're starting to see it, and that's good. But as a team, you can't have a lot of nights where you're chasing 20. And they've had too many of them. And another one tonight. And I know, four-game West Coast trip. I'm tired. I want to go back and sleep in my own bed. All that. Understood. Get it. But you had no back-to-backs. You were in the same state. So travel-wise, weren't a whole bunch of travel, right? You're just hopping around. And again, California's a big state. I get it. But it's not like you're flying from, you know, one state and you're in the air for 3 hours. Then you're in the air the next time for another 3 hours and you're flying all over the place. These are shorter flights. So from that perspective, and days off in between made this manageable in my mind. Not that I play in the NBA or nothing like that. But to me, it's manageable. That was a manageable four-game trip where at minimum it should have been 2-2. That's what I thought going in. And again, wrong. They end up 1-3 instead. Not exactly how we wanted this thing to end up for the Milwaukee Bucks for certain. All right, take a quick timeout. Come back. Get some more of your calls. I see people on hold. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. The Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show. Bucks lose tonight 129-94. Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold. The huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens up this May. It is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Post Game Show on 1250 AM. The Fancy Sparky Fiber with you. Bucks get beat pretty soundly, 129-94 by the Sacramento Kings. Really, it was just Giannis that showed up. 30 points, 13 boards, 4 assists, a steal for Giannis. And outside of that, that was about the only good part. On Andre Jackson, they had a dunk there towards the end in garbage time, I guess. Marcus Johnson got pretty excited about that. But outside of that, not much else. Now, thankfully, they come home, right? They come home. They get the Sixers coming up on Thursday night. And we'll see how that goes. They better win that one. I will tell you that right now. And then Sunday, a noon tip against Durant and the Suns. That game's on ABC on Sunday. And then, as I was talking about earlier, Scott Grotzky of CBS 58, we're going to hear from him coming up in a little bit. That game's on ESPN as well as WMLW. That game's in Boston on Wednesday the 20th. Now, this is what I'm expecting. I'm expecting a win against Philly. I'm expecting a well-played game against the Suns, not this crap that we saw tonight. And I'm expecting a well-played game in Boston. That's what I'm expecting to see. Because after you get past that, then you're home against Oklahoma City. That's going to be tough. Home against the Lakers. That already was tough. And they didn't have LeBron. And they took you to the end and beat you. So this next stretch here is not much easier than the four-game stretch you just went through on the road in California. They have got to figure out how to play at a high level more consistently than they have to this point. Vincent in Anaheim, you're next here on 1250 AM The Fan after the Bucks lose to the Kings. What's up, Vincent?
Hey, what's up, Sparky, man? Hey, man, you know, like you said it before, man, Giannis showed up. I think, man, outside looking in, you know what I mean? I'll follow you guys because I love your passion, man, for your teams, man. So that's why I always love listening to y'all post-game shows and all that. Man, Giannis and Lillard, they just need to play better, man. They need to play better together. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they need to, like, feed off each other instead of, like, competing with each other sometimes. I think, like, Lillard, I don't know if you're tired. I don't know if, you know, because we all have those days. You're going to be a player. You're not going to hit your shots, or you're just not feeling it. You know what I mean? It just happens to us all, you know? But that's what I'm seeing, man. Sometimes I'm seeing, like, you guys, when you guys beat the Clippers the first time, I think, Lillard went off. You know, when y'all beat the Clippers the other time, you know, Giannis did his thing and Lillard did. Y'all both had 30-point games, you know? And like I always said, you're two stars. They got to score 30 points, man. If they score 30 points or the other one, you know, takes over, scores 40 or more, then, you know, that's what you got to do. And that's what I'm noticing. Sometimes, like, either, I don't know if they're either tired or hurt or, you know, it's just that chemistry, you know? And I get it, man. Now listening and finding more information about the old head coach, how it was all, you know, in disarray, I can understand why he's not comfortable yet. I mean, but he's a seasoned vet. So, again, outside looking in, man, you would think that they would be doing better. But you guys are in second place. I don't think you're gonna catch up to the Celtics, man.
No.
As long as you keep maintaining, you're gonna get that second seed, man. But, you know, as long as you don't go downhill, you know, don't let it go downhill and burn down, it's gonna be all good. But, you know, when the Lakers come through, you know they're gonna win, baby. I'm sorry.
You're Lakers.
Hey, man, Lakers, Raptors, Wizards all day. But other than that, man, that's what I see. You know, like, again, I'm not like a super NBA guy. I don't know all the, you know, ins and outs and all that, but that's what I see. And you know, sometimes you got to get, you know, Brooke Lopez, man. I don't know, man. Has he fallen off? Is he?
Yes.
Yeah, man. That's sad, man. But that's what I noticed too. Because sometimes your stars always need those backups. Like, you know, the Laker game. Who showed up? D'Angelo Russell. He showed up. You know what I mean? Sometimes you need those guys to, you know, put in their work. Because your stars are not going to be able to do it all the time. You know, it's not like the 90s back in the day where, you know, your stars are always doing it all the time. You know, that's my opinion. But man, keep y'all heads up, man. It is frustrating, man, losing.
You know, I don't like
you guys could have won that game.
I don't like to lose in general, but normally I don't care about the regular season with this team, yeah, with Giannis and so forth. If Bud was still here, I would not have cared about this. Like, who cares? I know what they're gonna look like in the playoffs, so let's just worry about it when we get to the playoffs. It was just a bad shooting night. That would have been my response. But this is not what this is. This is them going through this transition of coaches, going through this transition of trying to get a superstar in here to play with Giannis. And again, they've had training camp, they've had the regular season, they've had all of this time to try and figure this out. And now we're about a month away from the playoffs, and it still looks like it's way too inconsistent going forward. Now, do they have a light switch they can just flip on and turn it on when they want to? That, to me, is going to be another talking point as we get closer to the playoffs, Vincent, and I don't know if they do.
What would be the worst case scenario? Being eliminated in the first round?
I can't imagine.
Then I would ask you, as a Bucks fan, do you want the old team back? Do you want Lillard back on Portland and
no.
you just have who you had?
No, absolutely
exactly,
not. No.
Man. These are growing pains, man, especially with that coach thing. Everybody says, oh, coaches don't do anything. It's all about talent. I kind of believe that, but you need to manage egos, man. You need to manage, just give people that inspiration sometimes. Hey, man, like you said, Lillard, you ain't Giannis's brother, you know what I mean?
Right.
You got to do what you got to do. And Giannis, he has a ring. He wants to get you a ring, and he wants to, you know, continue his legacy. So just go out there and ball out, man. That's what you did in Portland. That's what made you who you are. And now you're kind of, you know, shunning. I don't think, unless there's some trouble in the locker room, which I doubt. I think
no.
Giannis, I mean, he keeps it real with him, so. Just go out, man, because you're going to need that in the playoffs, especially because all that hype with Boston, man. I can't stand Boston, man, all that hype, man. But keep y'all heads up, man. Again, that Laker game, y'all could have won, so you could have been broke even. But, you know, it is what it is. But, hey, man, just hold down the fort. That second seed's yours. And hopefully Boston, you know, maybe starts breaking down towards the end. You know how they are.
I hate the Celtics, so I'm with you on that. We agree on that, Vincent. Take care. There he is, Vincent in Anaheim. Check it in. You can do so as well. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. You can tweet us at 1250 AM, The Fan, or at Sparky Radio. And I got a bunch of people tweeting. My buddy Terry tweets at Sparky Radio, we don't play hard enough. We aren't good enough to not play really hard every night. Look at the second half of the Clippers game. That's how we have to play with what we have. Too many lapses, too many possessions given away. We play like we think we are elite. I agree. I'm with you. Two peas in a pod. I'm with you. That is an issue that has to be figured out and ironed out. I don't have issue with Giannis playing hard. Now, you may have issue with Giannis arguing about a call with the ref and not being back on defense. That issue I've had for quite some time. But he doesn't do it a ton, right? He did it again tonight, but he doesn't do it a ton. But again, that's a role model for the rest of the team. But that doesn't get back to the point that we're talking about of thinking we're elite and we can just roll out the basketball and go beat somebody. They're not at that point. Now, revisit this a year from now, doing this post-game show. And in this same situation, it probably doesn't happen. Because you would think that next year, with a training camp with Doc Rivers, an offseason and get a couple more Doc guys in here that he wants to play with Dame and Giannis, and figure out what offense and what defense, now that he's had time to learn the guys on his team, what he wants to play, what plays to the strengths of a Brook Lopez or some of these other guys, fine. What Vincent said there about Brook Lopez, folks, they better learn how to protect the rim better than they've done on this trip. That Golden State game, going to the rim whenever they wanted. Tonight, same crap. Same thing. You have got to be able to stop penetration. My God, they've got Sabonis with the Kings. He's not a shot blocker. They seemingly were doing a better job of stopping the Bucks getting to the rim than the Bucks were themselves. That should not be the case when your center is out there because he's a shot blocker. He definitely don't rebound. So that's why he's out there. That has got to be fixed and improved. You cannot allow it to be a layup line going to the rim consistently. That cannot be a thing. So that's one of the tweets that came in. Here's another one that's got people all hacked off on Twitter from Greg L. They suck, and the Dame trade is one of the worst in NBA history. I'd much, capital letters, much, rather have Drew. Well, that's fine, Greg. You're entitled to your opinion. And he's catching some heat. I'm telling you, I don't think he's the only one that would rather have Drew Holiday over Damian Lillard. I don't think he's the only one. Nope. There's a bunch of people right now that would rather have Drew Holiday over Damian Lillard. I certainly am not one of them. But there are a bunch of Bucks fans out there that have had their fill of Lillard already and want a defensive point guard to come back here. Now, there are many reasons why everybody's on the Holiday bandwagon, right? One, you won a championship with them. Okay. You love what you had when you won a ring. I get that. Makes sense. Go for the Packers when they won a championship. Just look at the sentimental reactions, including myself, when Aaron Jones was released. I was all jubilant and excited on Curtin Law. We were live streaming it on Twitter, Ryan Horvath and myself. And Josh Jacobs is a Packer. All right. Yeah. This is good. Let's go. Good, good, good. And I was all excited because Ian Rappaport's initial report was Jones and Jacobs are going to play together. They're keeping both of them. Wonderful. So I was all fired up. Yeah, you lost Bakhtiari. Yeah, you lost Darnell Savage. Yeah, you lost John Runyon Jr. That all happened while we were doing the podcast. Fine. But you got Jacobs to go with Jones. 1-2 punch. Best in the NFL. With these receivers. With this quarterback. Wow. Awesome. Get down with the podcast. Put Curtin Long up on your Odyssey app. Or download your favorite podcast at. And go back to look at Twitter to see what I missed. And Aaron Jones was released. Like, well, that timing is horrible. And immediately I'm like, that sucks. Because in my opinion, watching Jones and Josh Jacobs, I would rather have Aaron Jones, to be honest with you, and I know some of you disagree, for this offense. But Jacobs is the younger guy, so that makes more sense. And you pay him what you paid him. Essentially, it's a four-year deal, but they can pretty much get out after two if they want to. And you're going to roll with this dude because he's the younger guy. And that is the Goody way, right? We don't keep old guys. Once you hit 30, Goody has no more interest of having you around unless you're a all-pro Hall of Fame quarterback. He moves on. But that's that sentimental tie-in. There is that with Drew Holiday. Drew was great in the community, right? Him and his wife. And stand-up dude. Everybody liked him. So when you cut ties with the guy that a lot of people like and go to this dude who, anyway, dislikes Lillard the dude or whatever, But when you struggle to hold on to somebody that's not there anymore, you're going to figure out ways to nitpick everything about the new guy until he completely proves you wrong. And mark my words, come Packers football season, people will be doing that to Josh Jacobs. If he's not doing well, and Aaron Jones is having a couple 100-yard games for the Vikings, it's going to come up. Oh, Goody screwed this up. Goody's horrible. He sucks. What did he do? Look at how well Aaron Jones is playing, and Josh Jacobs isn't doing as good as Aaron Jones. That's going to come up because people didn't want to see Aaron Jones go, and they're going to hold on. That's part of, in my opinion, what's going on with this whole Drew Holiday love fest. Because Drew Holiday offensively was not that guy. Just wasn't. He's just not that player. Drew Holiday, defensive, an excellent defensive player, and a good offensive player. Damian Lillard is an excellent offensive player and an okay defensive player. And I'm probably being nice about the okay part, but either way, that's what we're talking about with Lillard. And that was the decision that they made as an organization, was to go get a premier player to play with Giannis, to take some pressure off of Giannis and show Giannis that, yeah, LeBron James and Anthony Davis is with the Lakers. We're going to get you one too. And they did. Now they just got to work it out. So even if it's not this year, but if they win a championship next year and they win another championship the year after that, because these two guys are unstoppable, nobody's going to talk about Drew Holiday ever again. It's going to be over. And you're going to move on. So as much as Greg here is taking some heat, I'm telling you, there's just no chance he's the only one that thinks that way. No way. Tyler tweets at 12:50 a.m. The Fan. That against a younger athletic team, they're toast. Honestly, even with a championship this year, we need to start trading away everyone but Dame and Giannis and get youth again. So this is my thought on this. I don't think they will do that. They talked about youth last summer, but when they landed Dame, that changed everything, because now you are in win now mode for as long as Dame and Giannis are under contract together. That's how you have to play this. You cannot play this for, we're slowly going to rebuild around Giannis, still be in the playoffs, maybe not championship, and then, you know, we'll be set up to, you know, hopefully be pretty good down the stretch if Giannis were to leave. We'd still hopefully be a playoff team or whatever. That throw that into the trash. So for the next 3 years or so, with Lillard and Giannis, it's all in. Every year, you're going to be the oldest team, but you're going to play to win championships. And you don't win championships, normally, with a bunch of young dudes. Normally doesn't happen. That's why Oklahoma City Thunder, they're over there as the one seed in the West. There is no chance I'm picking them to come out of the West. There is zero chance. They are so young, and they don't have the experience. This is going to take them a year or two to climb that hill. And I don't think they climb the hill this year. I don't. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe they'll beat Denver in the conference finals or something. But I just, there's just no way. So that's why I say, for those of you that want to do that, I just don't think that's happening. I don't. I think they're going to roll with what they have and then go from there. All right, coming up next, we're going to hear from Scott Grotzky from CBS Sports, a sports anchor over there at CBS Sports, talk about the upcoming schedule, WMLW, get his thoughts on the Bucks as well. And also, we'll hear from Doc Rivers, all still to come. Half hour to go here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show as the Bucks lose to the Kings.
Who was the player of the game? Who stood out? Let's find out who the MVP of the game is next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold with a huge video wall seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. State-of-the-art venue opens up this May. As I've been saying, it's going to be Vegas-esque. It's going to blow your socks off. If you've never been to Vegas, you're just going to be like, oh my goodness, if I died and gone to heaven, this is amazing. That's going to be your response if you've never been to Vegas. So I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait. Maybe we'll do a show or two down there, post-game show down there at Potawatomi. I think that would be a lot of fun, too, so I'll wait and see. The Bucks, they might as well have been at Potawatomi playing slots tonight because outside of Giannis, nobody else really was there. 129-94, Kings over the Bucks tonight. Bucks end up 1-3 on the West Coast trip. Ugly stuff. And now they get the Sixers, which should be a win, coming up on Thursday night, providing the Bucks show up and do what they're supposed to do. Suns, then on Sunday, a noon tip on ABC, and then next Wednesday in Boston. Have to win this Sixers game. You just have got to figure it out. Win the Sixers game at home. Start feeling good about yourself. Put up a good fight against Phoenix, and then hopefully put up a good fight against Boston. What absolutely cannot happen is you cannot be in a situation where you come out of this Phoenix game and you get embarrassed on Sunday afternoon and then go get embarrassed in Boston. That cannot happen. We cannot have that be a thing. Absolutely cannot be a thing. And hopefully it will not be a thing. MVP of the game clearly is Giannis, like I said. 30 points, 13 boards, 4 assists, a steal, 10 of 17 from the floor, 0 of 2 from 3, 10 of 14 from the free throw line. Let's hear from the coach.
Let's hear what the coach had to say about today's game. Next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
All right, let's hear what Bucks head coach Doc Rivers had to say after this one. Still to come, Scott Grodzki, CBS 58. Had a chance to talk with him a little bit earlier about the games coming up on WMLW, including that Boston Celtics games. Plus, haven't talked to Scott Grodzki in a while, so got his thoughts on Doc Rivers and some of the stuff going on with the Milwaukee Bucks. Want to stay tuned for that. Here is Doc Rivers after the game, courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin.
I say they shot 53%, but, and we, listen, Malik had some wide open shots over the back counted in, but that's all fool's gold. The ball didn't move tonight. We took difficult shots. Sacramento overhelps a lot because they have to. They're, and we didn't take advantage of it at all. The few times we did it, we did get good shots, but I thought the way we played offensively, I thought we chased points all night. Everybody. First play of the game, I think player pump fake got in the paint. We told them to run at you, kick it out. We take contested twos. So we deserved it tonight. No, my fault. I didn't get them prepared the way they should mentally. I thought our shoot around, just, you know, guys talking about planes and leaving. We, as a staff, we talked about it after shoot around. I was like, if our focus is not better than this morning, it's going to be a long day, and it was a long day. So that's on us.
What did you see them do with Dame, or try to do with Dame, in terms of either making it that much more difficult on him over the half court and maybe preventing some of
the... They just pressured him a lot. They got into him. You know, I think every team tries to do that, but they were very successful at it tonight. Give Ellis credit. I thought he did a great job on Dame.
You talk about those first two quarters, King scored 38 in the first and then 87. Yeah. Then that kind of, you know.
No, I still thought it was due to our offense. You know, they didn't have to take the ball out all game. I mean, they were running down our throats out for misses, you know. Didn't establish our post play. I thought we had a big advantage every time down the floor. We just didn't have a very smart game today. I'm not going to overplay it. It's one game. But we had two of them on this trip, you know, and blew one. This trip could have easily been 2-2, but it's not. It is what it is, and we have to deal with that.
After that loss to the Warriors, Jay had talked a little bit about how you guys didn't find the pace of the game until the second quarter.
Yeah.
Felt like that happened again tonight.
I didn't think we ever found it. I thought we had the one stretch where we cut it to 6, I think. And then in the third, I thought we cut it again. Then we went right back to taking bad shots. So I didn't think we learned our lesson tonight. We just kept having self-inflicted wounds. So
you've talked about how this is an older team. It's not a quick team.
Yeah.
It uses its length.
Yeah.
In games like this, do you feel like this can be a problem playoff time with teams that
I worry about it. Yeah. I think that's where we're going to have to improve. You know, teams that play with pace and move the ball, we have struggled against all year. You know, Indiana Pacers being that as an example. And so we have to figure out the right formula to do that. We will, but we don't have it right now.
you alluded to it, but just 1-3 on this road trip. Yeah. You have been feeling like you guys were making steps in the right direction. How do you sum up?
I still do. I mean, you know, again, as I said, when we won whatever in a row, I said, I'm not judging us by that. Let other people, I'm not. I said then we wasn't ready yet, and we're still not, but we will be.
You mentioned teams are going to try this on Dame a lot. They have in the past. Yeah. Some nights you've been more successful. Yeah. You weren't tonight. What do you find is successful when teams do pressure him?
Well, if they're going to pressure him and trap him, if we space the floor, move the ball, we work on the drill every day, we should be able to pick it apart. Think about it. If they're trapping Dame, that's Giannis in the middle of the floor. We didn't take advantage of that tonight. We really just didn't move the ball tonight. And it's that simple.
You mentioned not being able to take advantage of your size. That's something you've kind of struggled with since you've taken over, not being able to find Brooke down there.
Yeah.
What are you seeing as the problem with that?
We got to throw him the ball. He's got to go down there more, too. But that's on us. We got to get Brooke down there. If they want to put a guard on Brooke, we got to start posting Brooke more.
How do you feel about the ball handling tonight? It seemed like you gave up a few of them in the steals.
Yeah, we're sloppy. I mean, we really were. It's a sloppy night, so there's not much you can do about it.
Hallelujah! Praise be Jesus! Are you kidding me? Did I just hear him say that? I must, I mean, it's, what, 12:38 in the morning? Maybe I'm delirious. Maybe I've officially lost my mind. Did he just say they got to get the ball to Brooke Lopez more in the post? Did he just say that? Brooke has to go down there more? When a guard is guarding Brooke, they got to give him the ball. Did Doc Rivers really just say that, or am I literally losing my mind? I might be losing my mind. That might be what's happening. If I am, I apologize for doing it on the radio. But I swore he just said that. I've only been asking about that since, I don't know, this is the whole Mike Budenholzer era. Now, if he really said that, I'm pretty sure he did, let's actually see something come out of it, please. We can start on Thursday against the Sixers. That would be great. Yes, please, give Brooke Lopez the ball around the basket when he has a mismatch. Let him go to work. And for that matter, I'm fine letting him go to work on Sabonis, too. What's the worst thing that could have happened? You drop the ball to Brooke Lopez, and Sabonis holds his ground, and Lopez misses a shot. Okay, but the same opportunity could be said about him going out to the three-point line, and he misses a shot out there. That could have happened, too. But I'll tell you a couple of positives that could have happened. You drop the ball to Brooke, Sabonis is on him, Brooke scores. Okay, that's positive. You drop the ball to Brooke Lopez. Brooke Lopez goes up, and Brooke Lopez gets fouled. That's one foul on Sabonis. Couple of those, Sabonis is in foul trouble, and now their best player, or their second best player, depending on who you want to give that to between Fox and Sabonis, is now over there in foul trouble. But because you don't do that, you have virtually almost no chance of getting Sabonis in foul trouble at any point. So yeah, there are benefits, believe it or not. In 2024, if you have a big that can post up and play around the basket and is good at it, like he used to be, that makes a lot of sense. Look at Sabonis. That's what Sabonis is doing night in and night out, baby. Night in and night out. Assists, rebounds, scoring the ball. He's even added the three-point shot a little bit to his repertoire this year. He's been working on that. So get in there. Not a shot blocker, though, like Brooke. Oh, my goodness. That made my night. They lost, and I was not happy. But hearing Doc say that, now again, as long as it's not lip service, and you're actually going to do something about this, very, very happy. Okay, with that, let's hear from Scott Grotsky. Talked to him earlier from CBS 58. This is what it sounded like. Hey, C. Sparky, 5 or 1250 AM, The Fan, back here on the Potawatomi Sports Book Pro Hoops postgame show on 1250 AM, The Fan, after the Bucks and Sacramento Kings game from earlier tonight, having a chance to talk with my guy, Scott Grotsky of CBS 58. And why Scott Grotsky? Well, he's a busy, busy man, right? So he's covering the Horizon League tournament, and so we're recording this earlier in the day on Thursday as the Panthers are playing Oakland this evening. So by the time this airs,
players will have known whether or not the Panthers are going to the NCAA tournament or not. But wanted to get him on to talk about these Bucks games that are coming up on WMLW and to get Scott's thoughts on how it's gone so far with the games on, you know, 58 and MLW to a degree so far. Scott, thanks for coming on, man. And how's things been going since you guys have added these Bucks games to your schedule?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I think things have been going pretty well. It's been great to have the Bucks on actual broadcast television again, and to be able to see them if you don't have Bally. And it's been really nice. I know for me, it's been great to be able to watch the games at home a little bit easier. And we have some good ones coming up too. The only shame is, you know, the last game we had was the Lakers game, and there was no LeBron James. The game before that was no Giannis. So we've had a little bit of poor luck with some of the injuries. But our next one coming up is the Celtics at Boston, and I would imagine anyone who is remotely close to healthy will be playing in that game on both sides.
Yeah, that's March 20th coming up. And then after that, you got the Pelicans, the Grizzlies, Raptors, Magic, and then the Oklahoma City Thunder to wrap up this season on April 12th, the last game on WMLW. Your thoughts, Scott, because we haven't talked in a while, on the Doc Rivers hiring, when it happened, and now that we've seen Doc Rivers, because you go back to that Lakers game, and we just recorded our Green and Growing podcast, Nathan Marzion and myself, and we were talking about that end-of-game situation with the decision not to double D'Angelo Russell, and instead leave Damian Lillard on an island in that situation. That goes back to Doc. That frustrated me. Your thoughts on Doc?
Yeah, I think I've been all over the map with it a little bit. I thought when it first happened, I was shocked. I think everyone was shocked when the move initially happened. I thought Adrian Griffin deserved to have more of a chance and deserved to have a little bit more time. I think as stuff has gone on and you start to hear Giannis and Damian Lillard talk about how, well, they're practicing playing a two-man game now, and they weren't really before. That's not great. There are some things that have come out that are, you know, it makes a little more sense why they made a move. As for Doc Rivers, I think people were... I don't want to overreact too much to the regular season, I think, with a coach like Doc Rivers. I think that it was always going to be more of a standard coaching approach as opposed to a guy who's never done it before in Adrian Griffin. In some ways, hiring Doc was similar to hiring Budenholzer, where you knew what you were going to get, and things were going to be, you know, buttoned up from that perspective. The question with Doc on his resume has always been the playoffs, and especially when he has teams that are up in the playoffs and holding on to leads. And so I think that when he was first hired, he was not really given that much of a chance by a lot of people, possibly myself included in that category, and it looks good for the most part, what I've seen so far in the regular season. But ultimately, in 2 months, we're not going to be talking about how they had a six-game winning streak coming out of the All-Star break and looked better. We're going to talk about whether or not they made adjustments in the playoffs and were able to hold on to the series, or if it's another one to the list of the coach who has blown the most series leads in NBA history.
Obviously, you guys cover the Milwaukee Bucks. You guys are at practices. You're at games, the whole deal. Have you been able to notice a change in vibe, a change in culture within this team from Griffin to Rivers?
Yeah, I don't know if there's been that much of a change in culture. I think that the culture was set by the players already, and I think that they have that. I think, honestly, the thing that changed the culture the most is probably Patrick Beverley coming in. That's given them a little bit more of an edge. I just think that they're a little more defined. The players have talked about how with Doc Rivers, their roles are much more defined. They know what's expected of them much more. And they certainly seem more comfortable in some of the play sets in the half court. I think that has changed, but the actual vibe of the team, you know, you got a lot of guys who have been here for a long time, and adding a different coach, adding a Patrick Beverley can be a boost to things, but ultimately the team is who the team is, and they're, I mean, they've always had pretty solid, loose vibes for the most part.
Talking with Scott Grosky, CBS 58. Make sure to catch the remainder of their schedule. They already have aired 4 games on WMLW, and you can catch the next 6 still coming up. The next one, March 20th at the Celtics. 6:30 tip for that one. That comes up next Wednesday. I'm curious,
From your perspective, when we talk about, you know, this Bucks basketball team, last year in the playoffs, I said, this just looks like an old and slow basketball team. That's what it looked like. And they really didn't get any younger. They're not really playing the young guys outside of A.J. Green. They got older with Pat Beverly and Danilo Gallinari. Are you concerned that age catches up with them again in the postseason?
No, I'm not concerned that age catches up with them in this postseason. I'm a little concerned that, you know, I didn't think that Gallinari necessarily was needed. I would have liked to have seen a little more from Marjan and Jackson this year as the season got deeper. But that's more to see what's there and to see what's there for the future. Ultimately, when you get to the playoffs, the rotation's not going to be 12 deep. They're going to be playing eight guys, maybe nine for a handful of minutes. And it's not like the Gallinari and Beverly are going to be asked to be playing 35 minutes in these games either. So I don't think it concerns me for this year. Does it concern me for 2 years from now, 3 years from now, when the core starts getting a little bit older and you have a lot less experience in guys and you're going to have to plug in the equivalent of the 2027 Marjan rookie and play him 15, 20 minutes a game in the playoffs? That concerns me a little bit. I'd like to have it be actual Marjan and not be the filler replacement as a younger guy in a few years. But, you know, at this point with the Bucks and what the windows are in the NBA, if you're worrying too much about what's going to happen in 2 years or 3 years, you're doing yourselves a disservice because they've got to be playing for a championship now.
You know, for me, I look at this team, and I don't know if this same team comes back intact next year, right? I mean, with Chris Middleton and Brook Lopez, Middleton, yet again, not staying healthy. Brook Lopez not getting any younger. Would you be surprised if they broke some of this up a little bit after this season, if they're not able to go win a championship or not get to the NBA Finals? To me, it feels like Middleton might be the odd guy out more than Brook.
Yeah, I would say it doesn't shock me that if that happened, I wouldn't be stunned. I also think that, you know, that some of the contract stuff might not be the easiest in the world to move. And they will have, obviously, you know, all Bucks fans are hoping they don't have to go to this point and that it does go to a championship. But they will have, as a team, the built-in excuses of, well, we didn't get to see what it was like with a full season of Doc. We didn't get to see what it was like with a full season of Chris healthy, and maybe things will be different. So they have a fallback that, you know, On one hand, it is an excuse. On the other hand, it is a valid excuse too. So I don't know if it's going to be as easy as, you know, hopping on the NBA trade simulator on ESPN. But if they were going to do something major, Chris makes sense.
Let's talk about the Boston Celtics. That's your next game on WMLW, again coming up on March 20th. How far or how big of a gap, should I say, is there in your mind between where the Bucks are right now and where the Celtics are? Because the Celtics, to this point, have been the best team in the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a pretty big gap right now from where they are. I don't think there's going to be a pretty big gap from where they are when we get to April, May, and they're playing each other when it really counts. I think right now the Bucks are still sort of adjusting to the new normal, and the Bucks are still playing without Chris Middleton. And as much as, you know, Chris is not Giannis, Chris is not Damian Lillard, when Chris isn't there, people tend to forget how good he is and how much of a steadying force he is for this team. And I think once he gets back in there, and he's a guy who, at least for the Bucks, it's a very good thing for them, he doesn't necessarily need a ton to fit in. He will fit into his role pretty much right away. So I think there's a big gap right now, but I think it closes. I think with the Celtics, what worries you a little bit is just how unbelievably and unrelentingly deep they are. They can get you from all five of their starters and a decent amount of their bench, too. So, you know, there's never going to be a point in time in this year where it is an easy matchup for the Bucks, or it is a, you know, you can mark the series down as a win. But I do think that once Chris gets back, if the Bucks are healthy, it'll be a good series, and it's a series that the Bucks can win.
What's the one big concern you have right now for this team that could lead to their demise in the postseason?
Oof, good question. I think I would probably say health of Chris Middleton at this point. If you had asked me that 2 weeks ago or a month ago, I would have gone with the flow and then things working on the two-man game with Dame and Giannis, but they've taken huge strides over the last month in that. So I think Middleton is just such a, like I said, a steadying factor. When teams go on runs, you have that little mid-range jumper from Chris to stop it. And he's a lot more clutch than he gets credit for. He's a lot better defender, I think, than he gets credit for. And he's a lot better in crunch time than he gets credit for. And I don't see them having a realistic chance to win a championship without him playing a major role in it. And I think, you know, obviously his ankle injury, and it seems like it's getting better now, but his ankle injury has lasted a lot longer than anyone, including him, expected. So him being at 100% for those 2 months is going to be crucial.
Would you say John Horst has pretty much done everything one could do to put talent around Giannis to this point, given, you know, the salary cap, the luxury tax, and the different tiers and everything else?
Yeah, I think he's done everything he can. I think that John Horst always has found a way to somehow make some addition, and people get antsy around the deadlines a little bit, and, you know, you forget Damian Lillard was traded for this year.
Yep.
It's not like they didn't do anything this season. And looking back on it, the last 10 champions, who, no one really matters who's added at the deadline. PJ Tucker was obviously great for the Bucks, but he's one of the best players who was added to a championship team at the deadline. And as much as he mattered to the Bucks, and he did, hopefully Patrick Beverley could do that same kind of a role and impact. But it's not like PJ Tucker was coming in and giving 30 every game. I think Thomas Bryant was the biggest addition that Denver made last year at the deadline. That's not the reason they have a ring right now.
Right.
So I think that Horst has done a very good job of surrounding Giannis with talent. I think on some levels, you know, we're never going to know exactly what goes on in any of these meetings, but, you know, it's not a leap to assume that someone like Gallinari was brought in because of Doc. It's not a huge leap to assume that some of the guys were brought in for Coach Budenholzer either. He's done what he can with what he has, and with how limited their salary situation is, I think he's been doing a phenomenal job for a long time.
It's Scott Grodzki. Follow him on Twitter or X, whatever you call it nowadays, at Scott Grodzki, CBS 58, to check out him and the crew over there. They do a great job. Next game on WMLW comes up Wednesday, March 20th at Boston, 6:30 tip. Looking forward to that. Thank you so much, Scott, for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
There he was, Scott Grodzki, CBS 58. Bucks come up on the losing end tonight to the Sacramento Kings, 129-94. Giannis leads the way, 30 points, 13 boards, 4 assists for the Kings. They were led by De'Aaron Fox, 29 points, 7 assists, and 6 boards. Next up for the Bucks, Thursday night home against the Philadelphia 76ers. And we'll see if a little home cooking does them well. 7 o'clock tip for that one. We'll be on the air immediately following the final buzzer with the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show. You're on 1250 AM. The Fan. Tell your friends, tell your family members. Make sure to tune it in. Give me a call after the game. And if you miss it, you can always download the podcast on your Odyssey app or at 1250amthefan.com. Have a good one. Toodles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.